Starting with a worker talked a lot in the last few weeks about trying to carve out space for something to work, and even the next step of internet, not having to work, not having to do it, and waiting to see it in another city, but also like certain types of education fields allow you to do that.
Talk about that in the
I
if I were doing that, it seems like the way I did it, it was so simple.
Thank you. Thank you.
for a chance. Because we don't tell them we have a common work. It's never an issue.
We don't even let them bring their work.
Yes. And then we tell them how great. I wonder if the idea of work and public space is also an innovation to think about.
It seems to me that the division between work and not work, I think that's part. mentioned from the labor can also come from the sense that your participation in society is needed, essential, and appreciated. And that's what it is. I mean, certainly these are working conditions too. I mean, you know, in the sewers, you may get the rest of it. People care more about their vocations too. It would give them their vocations too. It would give them the idea that activism is seen as an activity you engage with you know nothing else. I was a paid activist for a period of time, and that was very
helpful. Fine, he makes $12,000 a year.
Your boss is telling you what to do and the structure of your job. I think that in fact a lot of perception of whether it's fulfilling work or not, you know, because nobody wants to do something someone else is making. Nobody wants to be forced to play. When you watch a commercial, they hate it. It makes, at least me, what I see a commercial, it's hated. Someone's trying to bully you to do something. Kind of make me popular product. And I don't like to be bullied. And the same thing with your boss, and the same thing with the even if you've got a nice boss, it's right on loss of paycheck, you're cooking on your own terms. For the people you want to eat with the ingredients you want, when you're working for a restaurant, it has expectations of the time, it's doing it a certain way, but it's a process in the way to do it every day. Some days you might be funny.
I love teaching. Do I love teaching?
Okay. I think that 8 hours thing too is interesting. There's definitely this ideal of 8 hours to work, 8 hours to work, but I think it's interesting to see how society is drifting. I mean, maybe we never really thought that, but our expectations of it is that we work 8 hours a day, but we don't get paid as much. So there's an hour, you know, half an hour more. We don't get paid for waking up in the morning and cleaning ourselves and having breakfast and all that. Just so many people in the southern part of the city have to have an hour to eat. And that was it. And dinner time, by the way, about an hour, you don't. There's a difference between, like, getting together with your family and sitting down and having a communal dinner and, like, everybody being everywhere and just discussing and grabbing their meal because there's so many. A lot of people end up wasting work. A lot of part of their hours doing things that they don't want. You know, it's not part of their
work. It's child care work.
Right.
It's housework work.
Right.
Most of them do that.
Right.
Housework is child care.
Right. And especially in a world where, you know, more and more families are. Have this expectation of like they need a bigger house and a bigger car and stuff. And so like, you know, both spouses are working, all people living in the households are working full time at their jobs. There's still housework to do. You know, I mean it's certainly not fair to put all the housework out of one person's household, but it should be that if maybe both people are working, they should both be working half as much. You know, I mean if in the days of yore it would cost us for one spouse to work, it should now be possible for two spouses to work half time.
That was feminism's great hope.
Right. And I think it sort of capitalist job structure has consumed all available work. You know, once people are in the job market, they just, you know, they have to work 8 hours. 8 hours standards.
Yeah. 3 to 35 hours. So if you're busy, you're over the regulation. I know if you went 10 hours, what standard is it?
Downtown Los Angeles throughout the go out and the time.
Thank you.